Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Tom.
Ooh, we're talking about technology today.
Yay! We all love technology, don't we?
Well, sometimes. Sometimes, Tom. Honestly, I wish we could just go back in time when we didn't have cell phones and fax machines and the internet so we could have a little bit more peace in our lives. I feel like we're always connected. But you know what? I don't know if I could live without the internet anymore.
Because, true.
It's certainly easier to communicate with our families back in the States.
I miss a lot of the days where we didn't have so much technology. I can remember back when the highest tech thing we had was an answering machine in our house. But nowadays, everybody's glued to the screens of their smartphones, and everybody's just so busy, and they've got to check all their accounts, and my goodness, nobody's got time to actually be human beings anymore.
Yeah.
And today we're going to talk about something called eye tracking, which I guess means you are monitoring how and where a person's eyes move for whatever purpose.
It's amazing that we can figure this out, but we can. The good news in this particular piece is that it's helping people who are disabled do things that they weren't able to do before because they couldn't move their arms or their hands. So there are some good things about this type of technology. We're going to get started by reading through first, and then we'll be back to talk about it. It is said that the eyes are a window to a person's soul. If this is truly the case, everyone should be interested in eye tracking technology. Eye tracking is the process of monitoring how and where a person's eyes move. The study of eye tracking dates back to the late 1800s, when researchers wanted to analyze the way people read in order to gain a better understanding of how our brains function. Back then, data was collected by direct observation. Nowadays, however, electronic eye trackers can automatically detect and record the subtle movements and gaze direction of a person's eyes. With proper analysis, this data can be quite useful in many regards. Web design is one industry that has seen the light when it comes to eye tracking. Designers use eye tracking data to chart areas that attract visitors' attention on websites. Data from thousands of visitors can be visually charted with heat maps, which use colors to indicate hot and cold zones. Once a hot zone is discovered, this area is frequently used to advertise valuable products or other vital information. The future of eye tracking appears to be even more impressive. Researchers are putting the finishing touches on an incredible device that will enable disabled people who can't use their arms to write with their eyes. Users will mount a camera on their head, and the device will translate their eye movements into letters and numbers which appear on a screen. It also employs a special feature that allows people to scroll on-screen pages by moving their eyes. Be sure to keep your eyes peeled for this device, as well as several other eye-tracking technologies coming soon.
Okay, let's see eye to eye with eye tracking. That's a very clever title because we're using the phrase to see eye to eye with someone. That means you agree with the other person. You see something totally the same way. You're not in conflict at all. And yes, we want to see eye to eye with eye tracking. We want to totally understand it, and we want everybody to understand it the same way.
We often use see eye to eye on something when we're talking about the negative part of that. Oh, we don't see eye to eye on politics. We don't see eye to eye on working hard. So you don't have the same opinion. Here, we're actually seeing eye to eye with eye tracking. We agree with it. Now, it's said, or lots of people say, that eyes are a window to a person's soul. Actually, I think the phrase is, our eyes are the window to our soul. So if you look at someone's eyes, it's like you can see right inside to them and you know what they're thinking, what they're feeling. Eyes are very, very important.
I guess so. And if this is truly the case, if this is true, everyone should be interested in eye tracking technology. I guess that's true. Most people would be interested in this if we could actually use it to see inside a person's soul, know how they think, and then figure out how to cheat them and get all their money.
Oh, Tom.
Well, of course not. I'm sure a lot of people would be thinking that
way. That's terrible.
But hopefully most of us will be thinking about knowing that person and trying to understand them so that we can all be one big happy family and not have to hurt each other anymore. And maybe that's what this technology is all about, to make a better world. But eye tracking, what is that, you might be asking? Well, it's the process of monitoring how and where a person's eyes move. It's that simple. We should look at the word track there. As a verb, it just means you kind of look at something. You try to figure out where it is. That reminds me of the phrase, to keep track of things. My goodness, my house is a big mess, so it's very difficult to keep track of things. I have difficulty finding my wallet and my keys and my glasses and all that kind of stuff to keep track of things. But here it's eye tracking, and that, again, is checking out, monitoring, investigating, looking at, and taking note of how and where a person's eyes move. Do they move up? Do they move down? How long do they look at one thing, and how long does it take them to look at something else?
Also, when you track something, you follow the progress of something. Maybe you should start tracking your expenses, your living expenses, how much you spend. Well, monitoring does, as Tom said, it means to watch something, to observe it, to listen to it, to check on it over a period of time to see what it's doing. So they're using eye tracking, this process, to check out and see where a person's eyes move. Now, you talked about how they might use this to make the world a better place. Actually, of course, the first time they started using it was in business so they could make some money.
Sure.
The study of eye tracking actually goes back to the late 1800s. That's a long time ago. Well, back then, researchers wanted to analyze the way people read, or the way people read. I would use the past tense here because this was back in time. They wanted to gain or get a better understanding of how our brains function. So they wanted to just watch our eyes to see if it helped them understand what our brains were doing. If you analyze something, it's a verb we use to mean you're studying something very closely, very carefully. Typically, you're trying to learn about it. Maybe you're trying to learn the nature of something, the relationships between the parts that something has. But you're looking at it very, very carefully, very closely. We use this word analyze when we're talking about scientists and researchers who do scientific studies.
And a person who does scientific studies and monitors things is called an analyst. Maybe you've heard of a stock analyst, somebody who checks out the stock market and tries to figure out which stocks to buy, which ones to sell, and how to make a killing on the stock market. But yes, researchers back in the late 1800s wanted to analyze the way people read in order to gain a better understanding of how our brains work, how our brains function. What exactly are our brains doing? This was all a part of scientific research. And back then, back at that time, the late 1800s, data was collected by direct observation. They had to use their eyes. They couldn't use special scientific instruments. They just had to look and take notes that way.
Mm-hmm. Observation here is just a noun. It's the noun form of the verb to observe, to carefully watch or listen to someone or something. You really pay close attention in order to get some information. I could say, you know what?
What?
Children learn by observation. You know, sometimes before they go to school, nobody's teaching them exactly how the world works. They just watch people, and they figure it out because they're smart. So they're learning by observation. Here they were collecting data by direct observation, just using their own eyes to see what was going on.
And data is how we pronounce it, although I've heard people say data before. I can't say if that's wrong or right.
No, they're both correct.
They're both correct. So data, whatever you want to say. So they collected this information by looking with their bare eyes there. The, what's that called? The rou yan, I'm thinking in Chinese.
Their natural eyes.
Natural eyesight, exactly. But in any case here, that's what they were doing here, observing these things directly. But nowadays, however, electronic eye trackers can automatically detect and record the subtle movements and gaze direction of a person's eyes. So yes, this is all about electronic eye trackers. Electronic means it has to do with devices that use electricity. Remember, electricity is the power, but electronics are these special devices that have transistors and circuits and stuff like that.
Electronic can also mean that you're using a computer of some sort. It doesn't have anything to do with electricity. It just means you're using a computer. So these are eye trackers that can automatically detect and record the subtle movements of your eyes. Automatically means it does it without having a person control something. It's not directly controlled by a person. It does it on its own. So if you detect something, it means you discover something or you notice something that might be kind of hard to see or hear or taste. I could say cancer is hard to detect early. It's hard to see it early. Now, once the eye trackers notice that you're using your eyes, they also can record the subtle movements of your eyes. Subtle means very hard to see or notice. It's very slight. It's not a big movement. It's a very small movement. It can also figure out what direction you're gazing in. To gaze means to look at something, usually for a longer period of time.
Gaze, right. Gaze to look at something for a long period of time. And yes, they can do this. And with proper analysis, this data can be quite useful in many regards. A regard means aspect, situation, something that you would consider. And we'll talk about what some of those useful regards or useful situations are in just a moment. We're going to take a time out now and listen to our dear, beloved Chinese teacher.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 今天我们要谈的科技叫做 eye tracking, 中文翻译成为眼球的追踪科技。首先来看到有第一个空格的句子写着 The study of eye tracking dates back to the late 1800s, when researchers wanted to analyze blank one,People read in order to gain a better understanding of how our brains function. 原来啊，这种眼球追踪科技的研究可以回溯到西元的1800年代的晚期。而当时呢，这些研究人员想要分析人们阅读，是为了要能够更了解大脑的运作方式。我们来看一下第一题的 A 选项 ，the way 代表的是方式跟方法 ，B that 用来连接名词子句或者是形容词子句，修饰前面的名词 ，C the reason 理由 ，D。Where 代表某个地方跟场所，所以根据文意，第一题我们答案选 A, the way 代表是方法跟方式。第二个空格的句子谈到 Nowadays, blank 2, electronic eye trackers can automatically detect and record the subtle movements and gaze direction of a person's eyes.在这里提到用来比较以前跟现在的差别。我们来看一下 A 的选项。Therefore, 解释成为因此所以。B, moreover, 再者。C, however, 然而。D, otherwise, 否则不然。以前比较粗糙的研究方式，现在则是有电子的追踪的仪器，所以在语气上有180度的大转弯。所以第二题，我们答案就选 C, however.
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Okay, let's continue with our lesson. We're talking about eye tracking using sophisticated scientific instruments and electronic eye trackers and computers and stuff like that to check out what you're looking at and what you're not looking at. So we'll talk about some of these aspects, why people want to know this kind of stuff. Web design is one industry that has seen the light when it comes to eye tracking. Web design. No, we're not talking about spiders and how they've decided to design their webs to catch mosquitoes and stuff like that. The web, of course, refers to the World Wide Web, the Internet that we all know and love. And, of course, it's changing constantly. So if you design websites to attract viewers, then you need to know about web design.
Yeah, I would probably call it website design, but it's one industry or one field that has seen the light. Seen the light here is the past tense of the phrase to see the light. If you see the light, it means you get it. You understand something, especially how something is valuable, or maybe you understand the truth of something. Maybe some people have doubted that you could become a famous singer, but now that you have achieved your goal, they've finally seen the light. They've seen that you had it within you. You had the talent and the drive to achieve great things, to see the light. So the web industry, people who are busy designing websites, they know how powerful this technology can be, especially when it comes to people who visit their sites and making use of the time they spend on a particular website. How can you use web tracking on a website? Well, these website designers use eye tracking data to chart areas that attract visitors' attention on websites. Now, when I was in New York, part of my job was to track how many people came to our company's website. But we could never tell where they were looking on the page. This is very interesting. This is new technology.
Can't you tell what they click on? Isn't that good enough?
Well, clicking, yeah, clicking's great, but some people never click anything. So now they've taken it one step farther, you could say, and they're actually able to see where you're looking on the page. That's amazing.
Right, so they use eye tracking to chart these areas. Chart here is similar to monitor, except a chart as a noun refers to a document that has diagrams and things on it that reports information. So that's what you're doing here. They're making observations and writing down the data. So It's charting these areas that attract visitors' attention on these websites. What exactly are they looking at? Are they looking at the page? Are they looking at the title? Or the images, etc. We want to know that, and data from thousands of visitors can be visually charted with heat maps. So if something's visual, that means it has to do with the sight, and they can visually chart this stuff with a heat map. A heat map, I'm imagining, would be some kind of map that turns the areas on the web page red if the people look there a lot, and then they're kind of orange if they don't look there so much, yellow if they don't really look that much at all, and then white if nobody looks there.
Now, once a hot zone is discovered, a place on a website that is looked at a lot, this area is frequently used to advertise products. Aha!
Yeah.
Here we get to the part where businesses are using these to sell, to advertise. So this is a good idea. So if you look to maybe the left side of a web page and they're finding out visitors like to look on the left, they'll put some advertisements over there for their products. Valuable means having value, being useful, being helpful to someone. They might also put some other vital information in some of these hot zones. Vital means very necessary, essential, things that you really have to have. Things that you really need to know.
Right. Yes, vital, extremely important. I could say, for example, this project is, the secrecy is vital. You cannot let anybody know about this at all. It is extremely important. So that's what eye tracking is. And the future of eye tracking appears, or it seems, to be even more impressive. So if you think it's impressive now, just wait and see what it's going to do in the future. Now, researchers are putting the finishing touches on an incredible device that will enable disabled people who can't use their arms to write with their eyes. So they'll be able to write with their eyes, basically. And they're putting the finishing touches on this thing. The finishing touches just refers to the final things you do to something so that you can say it's complete.
Yeah, they're little small details that people will add. to make something even better than it was before, and it's just ready for whatever they're preparing. They're putting finishing touches on an incredible device. A device, it could be a machine or an object, some sort of equipment that's been made for a special purpose. Incredible just means, wow, fantastic, amazing, hard to believe it's so great. Well, it's a pretty cool device because it helps or enables disabled people who can't use their arms. Something's wrong with their body and they can't move their arms. And it allows these people, who we call disabled, to actually write with their eyes. Cool, huh?
Yeah, so if they can't use their arms, then they can write with their eyes. And here's how it works. Users will mount a camera on their head and the device will translate their eye movements into letters and numbers, which appear on a screen. So they need to mount this camera on their head. Mount here as a verb just means you place something someplace. You set it up, for example. You can mount your camera on a tripod, for example.
Or how about your TV at home?
Mount it on the wall.
Yeah.
Lots of the TVs are mounted on the walls in restaurants so people can watch while they're eating their dinner. And so, yes, you need to mount that camera on your head. Maybe you wear a special hat or something. And then that device will be checking out your eye movements. And it will translate what you move or how you move into letters and numbers. And then those will appear on a screen. So I guess you can use your eyes to maybe visually form the letter S or T or O or P or something like that. And the device can tell that, hey, you're trying to spell the word stop, S-T-O-P.
Cool. Now, it also will employ, or it does employ, a special feature, some part of it, that allows people to scroll on-screen pages by moving their eyes. Now, all of us who use computers typically will use a mouse or maybe even our touchpad on our computers, our laptops, to move a page up and down. The verb we use to move those pages is scroll, to scroll pages up or down. Now, if you employ something here, it doesn't mean we're giving someone a job. No, we're using this to say we're taking some sort of object and we're using it for a particular purpose or to do something. For example, my mother employed a paintbrush to paint her furniture at home. She loved to paint furniture and also painted canvases, but her specialty was restoring old furniture. So if you use something to do a particular activity or you use it for a particular purpose, then you can use this verb employ.
And scrolling up and down, looking at the page further down, I guess you can do that by moving your eyes.
Cool.
If you can't use your hands, you can't touch the mouse or whatever. So be sure to keep your eyes peeled for this device. To keep your eyes peeled means to keep your eyes wide open and wait for something to appear. Keep your eyes peeled for a drugstore. We need to stop and get some nasal spray because I can't breathe, for example. Keep your eyes peeled. And, hey, yeah, watch in great anticipation because this device, as well as other kinds of eye-tracking technologies, will be in a computer store near you soon.
Cool. Well, if this is some sort of technology that you think could help some friends or family members, pass on this information. It's pretty new. We're going to listen now to our Chinese teacher.
谈到眼球追踪技术，它有怎么样子的发想呢？在第三个空格的句子提到 ,Designers use eye tracking data to chart areas, blank three, visitors' attention on websites.在这里提到的这些设计者呢，他可以利用这种眼球追踪的资料来绘制图表，绘出怎么样的区域呢？所以明显的来看，第三格空格跟后面一直到句尾都是用来修饰 areas 这个名词。修饰 areas 这个名词，我们要用的是关系代名词所引导的形容词子句，代替事物，你可以选择用 which 或 that 修饰的复数的名词，所以我们就是搭配复数的动词 attract， 所以答案就选 B that attract。接着来看到第四个空格 ,Once a hot zone is discovered, this area is frequently used to blank for valuable products or other vital information. 绘制图表之后就会发现有一些是 hot zones, 有些是 cold zones。那么一旦发现了 hot zones, 这种所谓的热区，那这个区块就可以被用来怎么样呢？第四题的 A 选项 regulate, 制定规范。B, advertise, 宣传打广告。C, supervise, 监督。D, preserve,保留保存。所以第四题根据文意，我们答案选 B, advertise。接着看到第五个空格， Researchers are putting the finishing touches on an incredible device that will enable blank five people who can't use their arms to write with their eyes。 第五题的 A 选项 stressed, 感觉到有压力的。B, promising,有希望的。 C, disabled, 残障的。 D, appealing, 有吸引力的。这些没有办法用手臂来写作的人，当然指的就是一些残障的人，所以第五题答案就选 C, disabled. Users will mount a camera on their head and the device will blank six their eye movements into letters and numbers which appear on a screen.既然没有办法用手写，就在他们的头上呢架设一个照相机，而这样的装置就可以把他们的眼球的移动，然后怎么样成为字母或者是数字咯。第六题的 A 选项 reverse, 翻转。 B, dedicate, 致力于。 C, involve, 与什么有关。 D, translate, 翻译。借由眼球的移动，把眼球的移动转译成为文字以及数字。那么第六题，我们答案就选 D, translate。第七个空格的句子写着 ,Be sure to keep your eyes peeled for this device, blank seven, several other eye tracking technologies coming soon. 所以你要睁大的你的眼睛，留意这项装置跟其他即将问世的眼球追踪技术，用来表示你要注意 A, 还要再注意 B, 我们可以使用连接词 as well as, 所以第七题答案就选 A, as well as.
That's all the time we have for today. Thanks for joining us, everyone. Come back soon for English Digest. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Tom. Goodbye.
Bye.